Mason, what's going on, man?
Nothing.
Tell me,
from Kentucky?
Yeah, so I grew up in Northern Kentucky my entire life. I'm 19 years old right now. I play basketball here for Asbury University in Lexington, Kentucky. So I grew up in Northern Kentucky, and then my dad got a new job my junior summer, right when I was on the recruiting trail here for a lot of the schools in Kentucky. But we moved to Clayton, North Carolina. So I ended up transferring for my senior year, which ended up being awesome. I graduated my senior year with, I think, 8 offers. But a lot of my friends go to the University of Kentucky here, from Northern Kentucky, obviously. So I just felt like it was a fit for me to come back home and come to Asbury University. They offered me a pretty good scholarship. So it was a good fit for me. But I started, once I got to Clayton for my senior year, we were playing in some packed-out gyms. We were really good. We ended up going to the Elite Eight. But I had parents coming up to me asking me to work with their kids, teaching them how to play point guard because that's what I played. And I just ended up starting my small business called Roosh Skills Academy. It's nothing really too big at all. I just started a social media page on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I started working with kids, but it started slowly expanding throughout my season and then into the spring and the summer of last year. So I've been able to grow that. But my question for you was, as my question was for Joey, you know, as a new trainer, a freshman in college, fresh playing college basketball, what would pricing look like? I just got my dad's the senior pastor at the church that he's at. He's a pastor in North Carolina, and that's kind of why we moved for his ministry position. But so I get unlimited gym time in our church gym. So my question is pricing and scheduling. Right now for me, I've got about 15 guys that I'm going to be working with consistently this summer. And I just made my May schedule with my dad for the times that I get the gym. So I don't want to text these parents and say, hey, here's my schedule. And then they start signing up for time slots. And then the next parent texts me and says, hey, I want to get this time slot. And then I'm going to have to text them back and say, no, this is already taken. So I'm trying to figure out the cheapest way. I've looked at some software where you can do a scheduling app, but a lot of them are charging me. I'm also wondering, as a young trainer, I've worked with a couple of Division I trainers back in Northern Kentucky when I was growing up. That's kind of what got me into this. I worked with Johnny Stephanie, who runs Dribble Too Much. When he was first getting going, I went to 2 of his clinics, which were awesome. But that's kind of what's got me into the training industry and whatnot. And it's good money for me as a college student. But, yeah, I just kind of had some questions about pricing and then what you use for scheduling and what you suggest for trainers to use for scheduling when they start expanding and they start getting more and more customers and guys wanting to work with them.
That's a good question, man. You are well ahead of the game, for real. And it's great that you have a gym to operate full-time. I would say pricing depends on what you really want. Do you want some spending money? Do you want some money to give a love offering to your dad if that's what he wants? Do you want to purchase some new basketball training equipment? Like, it depends on what your ambitions are and work backwards from there. Philosophically, I would say charge as little as you can at first and then slowly ramp up. Or have you even given a price yet? That's a better question. Have you even given a parent a price yet?
Yeah, so I'll kind of explain what I did a little bit last summer. For an individual, I would charge $30 an hour, and then I would do small group sessions, so like between 4 and 5 guys, so I can still have that kind of one-on-one focus with the 5 of them, but I would charge $20 a person. And that's just kind of what I did, and I would schedule that week by week. But as I'm getting more guys, I feel like it would be easier to possibly do a schedule type thing where they could just start scheduling and fill in that time slot. But I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this and if I should begin to up my prices since I am beginning to kind of expand. Am I getting ripped off for $30 an hour for a one-on-one? I know you do stuff in South Carolina. I don't know much about you, but Joey's talked really highly of you. So I was just seeing if I could pick your brain some. But yeah, that was the prices that I put out there last year, and the parents were fine with it.
Understood. Yeah, I think the one-on-one price, not because you're ripping yourself off, but because there's not a huge difference between the one-on-one and the group training price. So you want to definitely have some differentiation between $20 in a group session versus the $30 in a one-on-one. If I'm a parent, I'm looking for one-on-one time, like, ASAP, immediately. So I would raise your one-on-one price. I'd say at least, you know, $50 for that one-on-one price would be a good price right there. And I don't think parents will balk at $50 for a one-on-one price, especially if you're really good, if you start to add film, if you play against them, if all those things you can do to add value. So at least $50 to create some more separation between that group training rate and that one-on-one training rate too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, and as far as the scheduling, yeah, man, you are going to want something. If you have 15 people and you're starting to continually grow and you have group sessions and you have a full-time availability, you want to, first off, you don't have any overhead, like besides your gas to get to the church to train. So the fact that you don't have any overhead is really good. So you don't have to, like, be as adamant about charging a high price to pay for that cost of the service, which is the gym time. And you do actually teaching the classes. I would say for the scheduling, honestly, we have a software called the Playbook that if you were right now, it doesn't sound like you're in that phase of where like you really want to grow too much to where you can't handle it. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Like, what's your ambition with this?
Yeah, my ambition is, dude, it's been a great summer job for me to help kind of get some spending money at school, and I also have to pay for with what I can for the amount that we still have to pay each year outside of my scholarship. So It's just to help pay for school and give me a summer job. But I want to. I'm a Christian man. Jesus has changed my life radically, and I'm a follower of the Lord. And I don't know if you know a guy named Philip Morrison from Louisville. He runs Hoops for Christ Louisville.
That's my guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do something similar like that in Raleigh and do like a branch off of him, like Hoops for Christ Raleigh. But I still got 4 years of college ahead of me, so I'm not looking that far. I'm just looking to make as much money as I can in the summers and invest as much as I can. And then hopefully by the end of my 4 years of college, you know, I won't have to even use my degree. I can just pick this up, whether I've saved up enough money to build my own gym or wherever the Lord would lead me. But I'd love to make it almost similar to a ministry man where I'm sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the kids that I'm working with. And that's the end goal, if I'm going to be completely honest with you.
For sure. And I think the more, I mean, look, even Jesus needed resources, right? He had people who funded his ministry. And he always had money to give back to the poor, right? So for you, I do think you can do a lot of stuff without money. You can do even more with money. So, yeah, making as much money as possible sounds good. I'm just curious to know, with your workout schedule, your training schedule, I'm not too far removed from college, you know, what's your bandwidth? What can you really control? And when it's time for you to go back to school and you have no more, you don't have as much time to actually train these kids, you know, what can that look like in the fall, just especially since you're a freshman, man? You got three more years of fun with college basketball, and who knows, man, when you start making money, hopefully it doesn't take away from your time and focus on the game, which I'm reading you up. I think that's not really a challenge, or that really wouldn't be an issue. But for you to be able to run this like a really good summer job, are you willing to work full-time, part-time? How many hours per day are you willing able to put towards this?
Yeah, so Johnson County Schools, which is in Clayton where I'm at, doesn't get out of school till May 28th, and I go home the 30th. So I'm getting the gym time from 4 to 9, Monday through Friday. I'm getting about 4 to 5 hours a day. So from when I wake up till 4 o'clock, I'm in the gym myself, getting shots up and obviously lifting and working on other stuff. I actually got surgery this year on my right knee. So I've just redshirted this year. So I still have four years of eligibility. And I'm doing rehab right now. So I'm going to take most of my days to do rehab, and I might just keep that same schedule for June and July as well. But yeah, I usually get about between 4 and 5 hours a day. And if I want to switch it, I can do from like 9 to 1 in the morning, from 9 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon for June and July, because it's pretty flexible with the hours for our church gym. But, yeah, that's kind of – I'm usually training between 3 and 5 hours a day.
Got it. And I ask that because the training time isn't the only time to account for. So when you have more people training with you, you're going to naturally incur more administrative time. Scheduling parents emailing you, texting you, like, hey, I can't make it today, can we reschedule, and things of that nature. So account for about maybe for every hour you're in the gym, maybe like 30 minutes or 15 minutes of admin time. That may be kind of extreme, but just add at least an hour of time outside of that you have to actually do the administrative back-end stuff that people don't really see much.
So, okay.
All that being said, man, I think there's a software right now. Well, the playbook is great. If you don't have a website, I highly suggest the playbook would be something good. You can do a free trial. If not, if you just want something to schedule your classes, I'd root for Acuity very hard. It's called Acuity Scheduling. Probably my favorite software when it comes to scheduling training sessions. I think it's the best, and I know it's the best, so I usually help trainers out in navigating that software.
Okay. And what's the cost for that?
They have different levels. So they have, I think one ranges between like $3 to like $25 or $56, which I know sounds like a lot, but think about it. If you get two guys who join your group training session, it's worth that cost. It's well worth that cost.
Right.
And again, so you're not paying for any gym costs. So that's monthly. Yes, sir. Monthly.
Right. Okay. Okay. No, that sounds good. And that's all really I had for you. And I just thought it would be good to bridge this now. For sure. So that for future questions, I could always, hopefully reach out to you. But I'm telling you, I've got good guys in my circle, man. Joey's a good guy. Philip Morrison's been, he's actually an Asbury University alumni. So I've got some good guys in my corner. I hate to bother Phil because he's so freaking busy with stuff. But, no, I really appreciate your time. And if you wouldn't mind just sending me a link to that app and some info on that, that would probably be the way to go for me.
Gotcha, man. Okay.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you giving me your time.
Yes, sir. Here, I'll be in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.